We're talking today with Bill Buckner with the Noble Foundation. Bill, Noble Foundation, you know, really at the heart of the foundation, you've got a lot of agricultural roots. And I know that you're looking not just at that heritage, but you're looking at the future of where we are in the ranching business in Oklahoma, Texas, and in the middle part of the country.
That's correct. And as I always kid with our guys in our ag division is that, you know, if we're going to be consultants, we got to be two steps ahead of everybody in order to earn the right to be called a consultant. And I think we do that. But agriculture is changing very rapidly, as we both know, and if we're not looking at these new technologies further downstream and starting to incorporate those into a lot of the applied research that we do, then we're missing the boat.
I know that you're actually looking at some almost systematic type things. You're offering some holistic type things to producers as far as the Smart Ranch, the Forage 365 that you alluded to today.
Well, those are some areas, I think, as we continue to experience climatic change and whatever variable we want to consider it, we are going to have to figure out in the future how we're going to do more with less and how we can get the most out of our forage gain on a 365-day base period is really going to be the trick in this region to figure out how we can continue to provide some value. So we're taking advantage of the resources we have at the Noble Foundation to link our plant biology and our forage improvement group, which are basic forage plant breeders, and our agricultural group to really garner the strength of what we have there to really produce some purposeful outcomes and provide different alternatives to different grazing systems for the region.
You, of course, on the Smart Ranch, you've also using some interesting technologies that are out there available now.
Well, we're looking at all that, and there are technologies available today, like GreenSeeker, which is Trimble is a company up in Stillwater that invented that sensor technology, and we can use that to really determine forage mass and do some calculations in terms of how long we can keep cattle on certain pastures and so forth. But that's just the beginning, because really when you look at the UAV industry, and I think we have a pretty strong effort in Oklahoma to move into that for purposes in agriculture and sensor technology, and there's a lot of defense contractors in Oklahoma that are looking at sensors for agriculture. We intend to be the R&D arm of a lot of those sensor companies to really look at how those applications might apply themselves to both open ranch and rangeland situations, plus farmland.
What's your vision right now? What's your hope over the next, say, 5 to 10 years for Noble?
Well, I think we always view ourselves as problem solvers and collaborators, and we've had some recent examples of things that we've done that I think are might set the tone for that. One is the Beef Integrity Program, which they're going to touch on today. That's an initiative of Noble plus producers in the area to really establish a certain classification of beef. We can't own these projects, and that's not our intent. Our intent is to get them going and get some legs under them where they can move up naturally on their own. The other one is the Oklahoma Prescribed Burn Association. So we look at those different opportunities as how we can be a catalyst to really move things forward. So when you look at Smart Ranch, when you look at Forage 365, a lot of our advocacy efforts that we're involved in, I really think the Noble Foundation will continue to be that go-to entity, if you will, for this region. But I hope that our reach is going to be felt even broader, and I think it will.
Okay, thank you, sir.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate your time.
Appreciate it again, Ron.